Updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 34. North winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. A dusting of snow today. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, it's 30 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. A driver will have to pay more than $1,000 after a trooper allegedly clocked him going 151 miles per hour in a 75 miles per hour zone yesterday morning. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, Lieutenant Craig Davis witnessed the 2011 BMW speeding east on Interstate 70 in Lincoln County and then continued on into Saline County. The Kansas Highway Patrol ticket will cost the driver $993. The 36-year-old out-of-state driver also faces an additional cost because the Salina Police Department ticketed him, too. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has ordered flags to be flown at half-staff today in honor of an Olathe Marine who was killed last week in a helicopter crash in California. Lance Corporal Donovan Davis, 21 years old, was a crew chief for the CH-53E Super Stallion helicopter that crashed during a storm in the mountains outside of San Diego on February 7th. I'm Stephanie Austin.
February is the month for breakups. It's time to break up with that old car. Before you have to buy another Valentine's Day gift of expensive parts and labor. Let Midwest Kia help you break up with negative equity, high interest rates, and even higher payments. With rebates as high as $7,500 and rates as low as 0% APR on eligible models. Plus, special lease payments on almost every new Kia in stock. And remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Break up with that old beater and fall in love with your new Kia from Midwest Kia, home of the simple, transparent, and fast better way to buy. Come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Offers with approved credit, low APR, and rebate cannot be combined. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers with at least 740 credit score. $7,500 rebate is for a lease on a Kia EV6 or EV9. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
An online search tool could help more than 1,500 Kansans claim back wages recovered by the U.S. Department of Labor's Wage and Hour Division. More than $1 million belonging to Kansans has remained unclaimed because the employees cannot be found due to a change of job or a change of name or address. An online tool called WOW, Workers Owed Wages, allows employees to enter their information and see if any back wages are owed to them. The website can be used in English and Spanish. For your feel-good story of the day, Donna Kelsey, the mom of professional football players Travis and Jason Kelsey, is letting a Kansas business put her cookie recipe on a mug to help pay off students' lunch debts. Enough mugs have been sold to put nearly $42,000 toward paying off lunch debts at local schools. This year, she'll bring the checks to Pawnee Elementary and two schools in Olathe. Enjoy your Friday. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. I am Felix Johnson. The Grand Island Chamber has named a new president in Jamie Carl, who previously served as Nebraska Chamber's vice president. He has worked with two Nebraska U.S. senators as a U.S. Army veteran and also spent the last 5 years with the Ohio Manufacturers Association. He is taking over for Cindy Johnson, who is retiring. Carl said in a statement that there are no limits on what Grand Island can achieve. In other news, Howard County Sheriff Tom Bush is stepping down to take over as manager of the Heartland Public Shooting Park in Grand Island. Hornady Manufacturing of Grand Island took over management of the park from the city of Grand Island last week and said in a statement that Bush has a deep personal connection with the shooting park, having served the facility as a volunteer over the last decade. In addition to his law enforcement background, Bush served as a U.S. Marine Sergeant with combat deployments to Iraq, where he was awarded the Navy Achievement Medal. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
February is the month for breakups. It's time to break up with that old car before you have to buy another Valentine's Day gift of expensive parts and labor. Let Midwest Kia help you break up with negative equity, high interest rates, and even higher payments. With rebates as high as $7,500 and rates as low as 0% APR on eligible models. Plus, special lease payments on almost every new Kia in stock. And remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Break up with that old beater and fall in love with your new Kia from Midwest Kia, home of the simple, transparent, and fast better way to buy. Come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Offers with approved credit. Low APR and rebate cannot be combined. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers with at least 740 credit score. $7,500 rebate is for a lease on a Kia EV6 or EV9. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Monday is registration deadline for the presidential preference primary election, March 19th. Advance ballots must be requested before the 20th of February, that being a federal holiday for President's Day. The primary is a first for Kansas since 1992, and registration, change of party affiliation, and advance ballot requests may be made through your county clerk's office. Four Republican and four Democratic candidates will be listed on the ballot for their respective parties. Marysville USD 364 School Board approved three major projects to be completed this summer and contracted with a project manager. Updating heating and cooling at the Marysville Junior High building could run $700,000 to $1 million. Financing will be determined when final cost estimates are complete, but could include loans from several banks. MHS Auditorium seating will run $151,000 and include ADA updates. The press box at the football stadium will be renovated and rebuilt at a cost of $211,000, with the stadium committee and Bulldog Boosters financing the majority of the cost with proceeds previously raised. Also, at the last school board meeting, contract extensions through 2026 were approved with junior-senior high principal Tim Woodcock, assistant principal and instructional coach Janine Debley, and special education coordinator Deb Hawkinson, with salaries to be determined. 2 days' pay was approved for staff other than teachers and administration for winter weather cancellations. Community Memorial Healthcare and Pawnee Mental Health Services are collaborating to provide mental health first aid classes free to the public. The session will be Friday, February 23rd, 8:30 till 5 at the CMH South Plaza Conference Room. Lunch provided. Mental Health First Aid is a public education program through the National Council for Mental Well-Being. Training teaches participants how to identify, understand, and respond to signs of mental illness and substance abuse disorders. Also, skills needed to reach out and provide initial support to someone experiencing a mental health or substance abuse problem and connect them with appropriate care. Those interested need to register in advance with Ashley Croft, CMH Public Relations Director, at 785-562-4379. The registration deadline Monday, February 19th, and the class Friday, February 23rd. A grant through mental health education and awareness through Pawnee Mental Health Services includes Marshall, Washington, and eight other counties. With spring calving, many beef producers will focus on calf health. River Valley Extension District will feature a program in Clay Center Tuesday evening, February 20th, beginning at 6 p.m. This will provide educational information to increase understanding of calf health management with the Kansas State College of Veterinary Medicine doctors. Topics include preventing early calf loss as it relates to weak and stillborn calves born in the herd, important steps to keep a calf healthy once born, as well as calving protocol, recognizing signs of illness, understanding the correct environmental condition calves thrive in, watching for scours, and making sure the calf has a vital amount of colostrum when born. Producers will also hear from Lynn Langvart, who operates Clay Center and Junction City Livestock Sales, discussing marketing strategies for your cattle, including what sale barn owners look for to help market your cattle, which can include how long calves have been weaned, vaccination programs, uniformity, and more. River Valley Extension District will host this program Tuesday at the Clay County Fairgrounds in Clay Center beginning at 6 p.m. Meal will be provided. There's a $10 registration fee payable at the door. RSVP is requested. Contact the Concordia Extension Office, 785-243-8185. Kansas Department of Transportation accepting applications for the spring 2024 round of the agency's cost share program. Nearly $140 million has been given to Kansas communities since 2019. The program provides financial assistance to local entities for construction projects that improve safety, leverage state funds to increase total transportation investment, and help rural and urban areas improve the transportation system. An informational webinar on the program is planned Tuesday, February 20th at 10 a.m. Application process will be discussed and attendees can ask questions. For additional information, contact the Kansas Department of Transportation. Marshall County Spelling Bee champion was Ellie Runnebaum, 8th grade Axtell student. Runner-up Katie Brashears, 8th grade Marysville student. Third place to Eli Freeze, 7th grade at Marysville. An injury accident was reported in Marshall County January 31st. A Manhattan man, Joel North, struck a deer on U.S. 77 just south of Marysville. The driver was transported to CMH in Marysville, where he was treated and released.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Donald W. Don Harmer, age 92, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 1 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Don Harmer. Vernon C. Ruggie, age 87, of Beatrice, passed away February 13. Celebration of life service is planned Thursday, 10:30 at the St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Beatrice, Nernment, the Evergreen Home Cemetery. Griffith Suvendick Chapel in Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Vernon Ruggie. Leonard D. Bartles, age 83, passed away February 12. Celebration of life service Thursday, 11 a.m., St. Augustine Catholic Church in Washington. Rosary Wednesday at 5:30 at the church. Gertie Speyer Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Leonard Bartles.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas. Fish Fry this Friday at St. Gregory's Catholic Church Hall in Marysville, serving 5 until 7 p.m. Fish, scallop, potatoes, coleslaw, and desserts. Dine-in or carry-out available. Fish Fry this Friday, serving 5 until 7 p.m. at St. Gregory's Church Hall in Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A slight chance for some snow showers early on today, then mostly cloudy with our highs in the lower to upper 30s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid-teens. Staying sunny into Saturday with our highs in the lower 40s and partly cloudy over Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid-20s. A bit warmer into Sunday, sunshine with our highs in the lower to mid-50s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid-30s. Even warmer as we head into Monday, sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 50s and mostly clear skies throughout Monday night with our lows in the lower to mid-30s. Staying sunny on Tuesday with our highs in the mid-50s and lower 60s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Still more sunshine as we head into Wednesday with our highs in the upper 50s and mid-60s. And partly cloudy skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers on Thursday, otherwise staying sunny with our highs in the lower 50s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-February, 44. Record high on this date, 73. The average low, 22, and the record low, 26 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:22. Sunset this evening at 6:01. Covering of snow early into Friday morning across the listening area.
From decongestant to deodorizer, mustard has dozens of household uses. We will share a few of its non-hot dog applications today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, February 16th, the 47th day of the year. Tennis champ John McEnroe has a birthday. Paste made from mustard seed have been used for centuries, but the history of peppered mustard in America can only be traced to February of 1854, when the first advertisement appeared in a newspaper. Aside from dressing up hot dogs, it has dozens of practical uses. Gargling with mustard mixed with water, lemon, and honey provides sore throat relief. Use it in place of vapor rub as a chest decongestant. To deodorize pickle or peanut butter jars, mix mustard with hot water and shake vigorously. And if you have several hours to condition your hair, try using mustard oil. We are told it leaves hair silky and shiny. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Annual Liberty Shrimp Feed is Saturday, February 17th. Serving shrimp, beef fries, and ham, 5 until 8 p.m. $2 off advance tickets. Call Todd at Maui Truck Line, 785-244-6227. Tickets also available at the door. Liberty Shrimp Feed, Saturday, February 17th, 5 until 8 p.m.
Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. On the eve of their Super Bowl victory parade, the Kansas City Chiefs announced that they are giving defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo, better known by his nickname Spags, a contract extension. The terms of the deal have not been released yet, but the 40-plus year veteran was key to the 25-22 overtime victory in Super Bowl 58 over the San Francisco 49ers. Here's what head coach Andy Reid said that he learned this season.
What you're seeing in the game today is these defensive coordinators, and I tell you ours included, are very flexible with their coverages. So it's not just one or two coverages that they're going to throw at you. They're being able to teach multiple coverages, and they're not afraid to use them at any time during the game. So that's where I tell you the game's changing a little bit. As far as myself, you know, obviously patience was one thing that we had to do on the offensive side. As guys learned, the young guys learned, or the new guys learned, I'm very grateful for the job that Spags did with the defensive side.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join anchor Katie Toppy and the award-winning Fox Kansas News team nightly at 9 for local news from the Wichita area. Get only the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. World, state, and Wichita news, plus sports and accurate weather. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
Have you noticed that the number of box stores that sell bed mattresses is dwindling? There's a reason why people that dip their toes into the water of bed mattresses end up buying at Derby Mattress of Derby. Lower everyday prices that beat the box store sales prices every day. Also, Derby Mattress is the only store in town that has natural organic latex with no man-made foams, as well as two-sided mattresses. For everyday low prices, go to Derby Mattress at 105 South Baltimore in Derby today.
Chief Safety Justin Reed said in a post on X, the app formerly known as Twitter, that kids being shot and people not going home that night will not be allowed as normal. Dozens of NFL teams, including the division rivals of the Kansas City Chiefs, the Las Vegas Raiders, and the Los Angeles Chargers, along with their opponent in Super Bowl 57, the Philadelphia Eagles, have sent statements to social media with their condolences. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes and tight end Travis Kelce also released statements via social media. Another sports, KU basketball will have a top 25 matchup this weekend on the road in Norman, Oklahoma against the Sooners. But after that, they will have more than a week off to prepare for Texas. Earlier that Saturday, K-State will be matching up with TCU, this time in Bramlage, after they lost on the road to BYU. But K-State's next opponent after TCU is also Texas, just 2 days after the Longhorns play the Jayhawks. Currently, KU is in sole possession of fifth place, and K-State is tied for eighth in the Big 12 Conference. Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night basketball tip-offs. Marysville hosting Chapman. North Central Kansas League play on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Friday feature game, it's Twin Valley League action. Frankfort at Washington County, live on FM 95.5. Valley Heights tips off at Onega. Hanover entertains Troy. Axtell travels to Blue Valley. Lynn's at Donovan West. Centralia hosting Clifton Clyde. Diller Odell boys host Weeping Water Southern at Pawnee City. Marysville High boys wrestling team in regional competition at Colby Saturday. Join Cole Fredrickson on the Coach's Corner, airing about 5:30 Friday evening on KNDY. Wyatt Forney of Southern High School participates in the state wrestling tournament at Lincoln this weekend.
Quickly tame overgrown shrubs with renovation pruning in late winter or early spring. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This drastic approach to managing shrubs is not for the timid pruner or for all plants. Many shrubs like potentilla, spirea, privet, butterfly bush, beauty bush, and abelia can be pruned back to 6 to 12 inches above the ground. Wait for new shoots to emerge. As these stems develop, pinch out the tips of the new growth to control the size. Then thin out a few of the stems to ground level to make room for those that remain. Use a ratcheting lopper or reciprocating saw to extend your reach and increase your cutting power when pruning back large or hard-to-reach stems. Hand pruners work well for cutting smaller stems and stem tips. Wait until after flowering to renovate forsythia, spring-blooming spirea, and other spring-flowering shrubs. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Find out what's bugging you and your houseplants. Trap indoor plant pests with Summit Sticky Traps. The yellow attracts fungus gnats, aphids, thrips, leaf miners, and other harmful pests feeding on your plants. The sticky surface traps the insects where they die without applying a pesticide. Set the trap in the pot and replace once it's covered with insects or every 3 months. Summit Sticky Traps are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
KNDY. Growing our future business leaders one career-driven student at a time. A salute to the area FBLA students from Landall Company, Galloway, Wiegers, and Brenniger, Route 77 Corner Stores, and United Bank and Trust.
Hi, my name is Rhett Wurtenberger, and I am the treasurer for the Marysville FBLA chapter. I'm a junior at Marysville High School, and I have been involved in FBLA for 3 years now. My favorite activity would be CTSO, Trick or Treat, So Others Can Eat, which is where FBLA gets together with FFA and FCCLA, and we go around in the community gathering non-perishable food items for the local food pantry. It's a lot of fun to go out with your friends and ask people for donations. Some of the benefits of being a member, it's a lot of fun, and you get to make a lot of new friends that maybe you wouldn't have otherwise made. And I would encourage others to become involved so they can share the same benefits that I've gotten, which is professionalism, I've gotten new friends, I've gained leadership abilities, and that's why I enjoy FBLA.
Hi, my name is Rose Latta. I am the president of the FBLA chapter, and this is my fourth year in FBLA. I really enjoy FBLA, and I think it's a great club that every kid should try at one point. We do lots of fun things like public speaking events. We also create graphic design and video events. And there's just a wide variety of things to do and try out. My personal favorite event is an interview event called FBL, and I actually placed in top 15 globally last year. And I would just encourage everybody to try FBLA at some point, because you just got to do a variety of things. You're going to meet new people, and you're going to grow your post-secondary skills.
My name is Talina McClellan. I'm a senior at Washington County High School, and I have been in FBLA for 4 years. This year, I am our chapter's vice president. My favorite part of FBLA is that you are able to travel for competitions if you are active in your event. By doing this, you are able to meet new people and experience different things. My favorite event to compete in is Community Service Project, because I am able to get involved in my community and help others get involved as well.
Growing our future business leaders one career-driven student at a time. A salute to the area FBLA students from Landall Company, Galloway, Wiggers, and Brenniger, Route 77 Corner Stores, and United Bank and Trust.
It was once one of the largest cities in the Arizona Territory. The miners made their way to town to get rich, while others came to mine the miners, so to speak, and created a place some called the wickedest city in the West. Go there on this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Many a town in the state of Arizona can trace its roots back to a mineral or precious metal. Jerome, Arizona is one of those places.
Copper was king. They found a lot of copper, really high-grade copper. So the first mining claims were laid in 1876.
Rainbow Bernheim shares the story from the Jerome Historical Society Mine Museum. She says one man had much to do with the boom this place would experience.
William Clark. The guy literally moved mountains. He was from Butte, Montana. He was a senator there. He had a lot of money and a lot of influence. And he convinced a financier in New York City named Eugene Jerome to fork up some cash to invest in his mine operation here.
The town was named for Eugene Jerome, who backed the mining enterprise. The town incorporated in 1899, which helped them provide for a fire department after the town had already burned down three times. At one point, the population swelled to about 15,000.
There was two major mines. One was William Clark's. He dug 88 miles of tunnel under this mountain. There were fires that burned for years and years they couldn't put out. They realized where the smelter was sitting on top of a huge ore deposit. So they moved the smelter down to Clarkdale, and they started open pit mining down there.
The other major mine was owned by the Douglas family. Today, their mansion is a state park and museum. But like many mining towns, the place had a wild side, even earning it a nickname.
The wickedest city in the West, I think that was a paper in New York or somewhere on the East Coast that named it that, because there was maybe more saloons than churches. It was a Wild West town. There were no regulations like there are today.
And that meant prostitution, drinking, gambling, and the like was prevalent. More from here next time as we travel the countryside. In Jerome, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCray.
The
Before you ride a horse, you have to get on it, and that's not always easy. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. This is a lot easier with a horse that's taught how to mount and dismount as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
As a kid and learning how to ride a horse, we were always told to mount on the left side. My first pony was Coco, and she usually started lumbering off before I was ready. Trainer Frank Bell is known as the Horse Whisperer. He says you're vulnerable when mounting a horse, so it's important that you have control. Bell's method for teaching the horse to stand still is called the one rein stop.
When you pull their head to the side, it means stop. And once you've got that well established, then when you go to mount, you have a little bit of mane and rein on the left side. If you're mounting on that side, then you tilt the head just a little bit. And so that says that the horse stands still. When you're mounting and dismounting, in any situation, you want to have that head tilted a little bit into you. You want to have direct contact of the rein to the horse's mouth.
If the horse hasn't been ridden before, it has to slowly get the feel for what's coming.
I just put a little weight in the stirrup with my hand, get them used to that, and then it'll go to my foot, get them used to that. And then I get on about halfway, you know, just get up where I'm leaning over, where my center of gravity is over the middle so they don't feel such a twist in the girth area. If they can handle all that just fine and stand still, then you know, I'll swing a leg on and stay on for a few seconds and then get off so the horse knows that when I get on, it's not going to be forever.
Use mounting blocks, a fence, or something like that to get up in the saddle. It's easier for the rider and is less stressful on the horse's body. Bell also advises teaching the horse to mount on both sides. There may be a situation where you can only get on or off on the right. Should you become caught in the stirrup and the horse takes off dragging you, Bell says to roll toward the horse onto your belly and your foot will come out. Find more horse training tips at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Does the Farm Bill provide disproportionately more help to big farms? Find out today on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Is the Farm Bill a handout to big farms? Texas A&M ag economist Joe Outlaw was asked that in a recent episode of the Groundwork podcast from Farm Policy Facts.
In this country, we have only about 2 or 3% of all the farms are corporate owned.
What you have is a lot of family farms that have chosen to get bigger, and maybe they've incorporated as a tax management scheme, but not as a matter of practice of how their farm is run. It is a family operation. Most people in this country that actually are involved in agriculture understand that 100%. It's the outside people who hear corporate agriculture.
The way Outlaw sees it, if farms are getting bigger, it's reflective of marketplace competition.
If you want to have a productive agriculture, you're going to have to allow farms to get bigger and take advantage of cost economies. And I know that means that maybe the neighbor gets squeezed out. But you know what? When they get squeezed out, they're getting more for their land than they probably ever dreamed they were going to get for that land. And they're not getting squeezed out. They're just basically not finding that they're as competitive anymore because they chose not to get bigger.
There's a link to that Groundwork podcast on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Good Friday. Sam Smack with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer talked about the state of the ag economy and the headwinds it faces in 2024. During his speech at the 100th Annual Ag Outlook meeting, he said there are challenges ahead.
Maybe the challenge is the fact that other countries have also stepped up and are producing more. So our challenge is our export share has declined. We've got more competition than the global market, but we need that trade to continue to grow.
One of the biggest challenges comes from South America.
We have seen tremendous growth in soybean production in South America. When you think about Brazil, Paraguay, Argentina, and we can handle that production at a global level and support prices when Chinese demand was growing at more than 4% up to 8% a year. So we had China in the market pulling large volumes of soybeans off the market. That demand has slowed. Who's going to pick up that demand as we get an additional 6 million metric tons a year from Brazil, 2 million metric tons from Argentina? Land is expanding. They're going to continue to grow. We have a challenge here in terms of how are we going to meet export demand and what are we going to do internally for demand.
When it comes to soybeans, increasing domestic use can counter some of the lower international demand. He also mentioned competition isn't just in soybeans, especially in China.
When you go forward, you see them starting to take a large amount of U.S. corn. You can see them also starting to pick up Ukrainian corn, which is more at risk. And now you see the big change in China has been the elimination of phytosanitary restrictions on Brazilian corn, and now Brazilian corn flowing very easily into China, very price competitive. And again, we're facing additional competition for what is a pretty big market and growing year over year into China of more than 20 million metric tons.
That's USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer commenting on the increasing competition in overseas markets for 2024. And I'm Sam Speck with your Ag News here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
If you are a hunter, sports shooter, outdoors lover, or just gun and knife enthusiast, Max Shows presents the Wichita Gun and Knife Show this Saturday and Sunday at Century 2. Admission is only $14 for adults.
12 and under, get in free.
This Saturday from 9 to 5 and Sunday from 9 to 3. Come to Century 2 and see everything from antiques to the latest in technology. Plus, at the Wichita Gun and Knife Show, you can buy, sell, or trade.
Over 350 vendors will be on display selling guns, knives, and ammo.
Max Shows presents the Gun and Knife Show this Saturday and Sunday at Century 2.
Attention, Southwest Kansas. The best deal of the year is here. How would you like to save up to $500 with United? Now, for a limited time, United is giving you up to $500 back when you make the switch. With United, you get the best coverage, the best unlimited data, the best local customer service, and the best rates. Did we mention you can now get up to $500 back? It's the hottest deal of the year, and it's the best time to save. Don't miss out. Stop by United or visit getunited.com/500back today. Terms and conditions.
Planning new construction? If it's an outbuilding, storage, home addition, or a new home, the pros at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber will help you put together everything you need from start to finish. They can help you with your design with recommendations and cost estimates, helping you find the right product at the right price. And it's delivered free for you when you're ready, when you shop local. Everything you need for your dream home or a simple shed is at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber. Visit with them today.
We don't think much about electricity until it goes out. Caring for livestock can become a life or death situation without it. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Attention farmers and growers. Upgrade your equipment with Maxim Agricultural Tires, where performance meets value. We deliver you a premium range of tires designed for superior traction, enhanced durability, and maximum performance, all at a competitive price. Our technology-driven radial tires, available in both standard and VF construction, are engineered to meet the evolving needs of farmers worldwide. Don't compromise on quality. Choose Maxim for reliability in every field. Visit us at MaximTire.com to learn more.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Livestock farmers ever raise their animals in the days before electricity? The way we farm now is much different. Hot water heaters, mechanical ventilation, and electric lights are all items taken for granted until a weather event cuts off the juice. Russ Daly is an extension veterinarian at South Dakota State University. He says many farms have generators that will kick in, but they aren't always fail-safe. You should also have a backup plan for the backup.
So the first thing is just to sit down and ask yourself, what would happen with my barn where I have my pigs or my barn where we have the calves or it's calving time and I need to make sure I have some milk replacer for calves or colostrum? All those kinds of possibilities, depending on the time of year and the production status of your farm, when the power outage hits, it might be very different circumstances.
Daly says a common use for electricity on farms in the winter months is supplying water to the animals.
First thing is probably thinking about, okay, how am I going to get water to our animals if we do depend on electric pumps for a water source? Is there a surface source of water that they can use? Are we going to have to, you know, get down there and break some ice for animals to go in and drink water? They can maybe get by with using snow for a temporary water source, but animals that are lactating really need some water.
Vaccines and other medications stored in refrigerators should be treated like food items when the power goes out. Keep the fridge door shut unless absolutely necessary. If the animals require heat, provide deep bedding to keep them warm. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips on caring for animals when the power goes out at agriculture.com.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Good Friday afternoon. Sam Speck with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we pass through this midday and approach the closing bell on this final day of trade for this week, we're still seeing mostly higher numbers in the livestock and mixed in the grain. Some two-sided trade in the corn. By the way, the Outlook Forum yesterday indicated corn, wheat, and soybean stocks will increase in the 2025 crop year, expecting both record corn and soy yields. March corn currently right now down 0.75 cents at 417. May's down 0.25 cents to 429.5. However, slight gains beyond that. Still quite a bit of pressure in the wheat markets as the wheat seeing selling after Russian prices continue to drop in the new season low. March currently down 9.75 cents to 566. May's down 10.5 to 559.5. Oats back higher. March oats up 4.75 cents to 387. May up 2.25 to 372 a bushel. Into the soybeans, some slightly higher numbers today. The Brazilian soybean crop, which may be offering support to that as they are expecting lower figures. March beans currently up 7.25 cents to 1169.5. May up 6.75 cents to 1172.75. March soy meal up 620 to 345.70. Soy oil down 43 points to 45.57. And cotton, triple digit lower now after a triple digit gain to start the day. March cotton down 108 to 93.55. It's been a whale of a day in the livestock. February live cattle up 140 to 184.80. April up 195 to 187.55. March feeder cattle up 395 to $251.05 per hundredweight. April up 317 to 253.40. And two-sided trade for the hogs today, but back higher here through midday. April up 25 cents to 85.25. May up 15 to $89 per hundredweight. Into the energy markets, crude oil up 75 cents a barrel to 78.77. Unleaded gas mostly unchanged but slightly higher to 232 a gallon. Heating oil down 2 to 279 and natural gas up 1 at 159. A stroll down Wall Street sees slightly lower numbers. The Dow Jones down 19 at 38,753. The S&P down 3 at 5,026. And the NASDAQ currently down 59 points, trading at 15,846.
If you are a hunter, sports shooter, outdoors lover, or just gun and knife enthusiast, Max Shows presents the Wichita Gun and Knife Show this Saturday and Sunday at Century 2. Admission is only $14 for adults.
12 and under, get in free.
This Saturday from 9 to 5 and Sunday from 9 to 3. Come to Century 2 and see everything from antiques to the latest in technology. Plus, at the Wichita Gun and Knife Show, you can buy, sell, or trade.
Over 350 vendors will be on display selling guns, knives, and ammo.
Max Shows presents the Gun and Knife Show this Saturday and Sunday at Century 2.
Attention, Southwest Kansas. The best deal of the year is here. How would you like to save up to $500 with United? Now, for a limited time, United is giving you up to $500 back when you make the switch. With United, you get the best coverage, the best unlimited data, the best local customer service, and the best rates. Did we mention you can now get up to $500 back? It's the hottest deal of the year, and it's the best time to save. Don't miss out. Stop by United or visit getunited.com/500back today. Terms and conditions.
Boots and more for every chore. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville is your boot headquarters, featuring Timberland Pro, Ariat, Caterpillar, Wolverine, Justin, Durango, Double H, Keen, Twisted X, and Red Wing shoes. Find the pair that's right for you today at Valley Vet. Also featuring a great selection of outerwear to keep you warm by Ariat, Byrne, and Wrangler. Add a pair of heavy insulated barn gloves and you're good to go all winter long from Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Breeding season for many cattle herds has not yet started, but it is valuable to begin checking on bulls and getting them ready. K-State beef reproduction specialist Sandy Johnson says why producers should see how their bulls are doing because it could impact their performance.
Bulls in better body condition have a higher semen quality, so if they got thin during the breeding season, we want to make sure to take this time to get them back in a little better flesh over the winter. And so if nutrition was a little bit short on the bulls during that time, they may need a little extra time to really get back in that body condition score 5 or better prior to the start of the breeding season. And while, you know, for most people, the breeding season is still quite a ways off, but it's easier to gradually increase body condition rather than say, oh, you've got 30 days till breeding and they're skinny and, you know, and try and change it rapidly. So planning ahead, making sure those bulls have adequate time to get in condition is what we want to be thinking about.
Johnson discusses why putting bulls that will be in the same breeding pen together before breeding season is worthwhile.
Boys will be boys, and they will have to develop their pecking order. And so, you know, we do need to just be a realist. Those things will happen and plan on that. And then, as I said, the challenge becomes with some of those newer bulls that we bring in. And ideally, we wouldn't mix younger bulls with more mature bulls from a standpoint of interactions in the breeding pasture, if we can avoid that. But you know, sometimes that's not going to work. So, you know, do it, segregate them if you can. But if not, at some point, you got to deal with the consequences of pecking order.
It is important to get a breeding soundness exam on bulls when the results should still be accurate for the season.
If we test these bulls and typically we find, you know, 20% fail each year, that's mature bulls and young bulls. So, you know, you're looking at somewhere between maybe 30 and 60, 75 days out. Oftentimes, veterinarians will kind of have days when they maybe are testing a lot of bulls that you'd bring into the clinic. So look for those opportunities, and those are often well-timed for the breeding season in that area.
That was K-State beef reproduction specialist Sandy Johnson with what time frame people should get an exam done on their bulls before breeding season. Checking on this livestock now can help make sure they are prepared and ready for their job. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Nails by Tina recognizes all Beatrice FFA chapter leaders for providing an opportunity for the youth of the community to further their education by teaching them business and technology skills. From all of your friends at Nails by Tina in Beatrice, where ear piercing, manicures, pedicures, and acrylic nails are our specialties.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Renewed optimism about the economy inspired Wall Street's investors to extend a midweek rebound. The Dow Jones surged 349 points, nearly 1%, to end Thursday at 38,773. The S&P added 0.6%, the Nasdaq 0.3. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos has been active in the market, selling over $6 billion worth of shares in his company this month. The sales were executed under a trading plan that went into effect in November. Retail sales fell more than expected in January after December's strong 0.4% surge from the month before. Economists say the latest figures could convince the Federal Reserve to finally start cutting interest rates. With tax season well underway, Americans are receiving smaller refunds than last year. The Internal Revenue Service says the average refund issued through February 2nd totaled $1,395. Last year at this time, refunds were averaging $1,963. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
This is Andrew McCray, and since 1996, I've been crisscrossing this nation and sharing those stories right here on the American Countryside broadcasts. Each day, we travel to meet the people and places that make this country great. With over 6,000 broadcasts now from all 50 states, there's sure to be a fascinating tale just around the corner. It's the story of America, told by the people of America. Stories from people you may never have heard of, with a story you aren't soon to forget. I hope you'll join me every weekday for the American Countryside. Right here on KNDY.
KNDY.
Library so big we had to put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231 AX, Marysville.
ABC News.